May it please the court.
You may proceed.
This lawyer discipline case involves 10 admitted violations in three counts arising from two different representations, unrelated representations. In the first two counts, Mr. Irvin helped a family settle a wrongful death case. A young unmarried man, died in a car wreck in 2004. Mr. Irvin represented all three eligible claimants, that is, the young man's parents and his infant daughter. He represented the infant daughter, of course, through her next friend, who was her mother.
Before we go much further, Mr.
Sure.
Phillips, my understanding is that the respondent has agreed to submit his license.
Well, I saw that too. That there's been an acceptance of the, in the brief itself, there's an acknowledgement of a plan to surrender his license. I'd be happy to talk about the case or defer and see what the answer is on that.
If, in fact, he has made that offer,
okay,
what's your position?
Well, if he wants to...
What discipline are you requesting if he...
If he accepts the recommendation of the panel, which is what our recommendation was, it was for a two-year actual suspension.
Mm-hmm.
If, and we would be content for that to occur and for to be done. If, on the other hand, he surrenders his license pursuant to Rule 5.25, the consequence is disbarment.
Mm-hmm.
So, that he has indicated that he would surrender at some point. But if he accepted
it may not be clear that that's what he intended.
Right, I understand. Not everybody understands that the process works out that way. But we would be content with either. I'd be happy to defer to later and see what respondent has to say.
Go ahead and do your argument.
Okay. All right. So, so before settling the case, he helped both the young man's mother and the infant's mother receive appointments as co-conservators for the baby. And before settling, he actually paid out to the young man's mother about $10,000 before the settlement occurred, in the form of advances, you might say. Some of the money was his own. Some of the money belonged to clients. Some of it came from his operating account, some from his trust account. Also, before they settled, the mother of the child and the mother of the young man who died had agreed, because they came in together to see him, agreed to an equal split of the settlement proceeds. It settled into January 2007 for policy limits of $100,000. The court ordered that the child's share, which would be in about a third of it, because a third of it went to Mr. Irvin as a fee, so $32,000 or so, was to be placed in a restricted account, and the court approval would be required for any withdrawals from that account. He deposited it as a trust account, but didn't take any further action. Then, over the next several months, the decedent's mother, the child's paternal grandmother, came in to his office, didn't take her portion either all at once, came in over months and said, can I have a couple of $1,000s? Can I have a few hundred dollars? And over the next 10 months, he paid her out a total of, including the $10,000 that was paid out in advances, about $52,000 or so. He didn't make any efforts to track how much was going out, how much was still owing to anyone else. Eventually took his fee out, although that didn't come out all at the time it was supposed to. He also paid the child's mother about $8,000 without going to the court, without any approval. So by the end of that year, the account was depleted from his fee, from the amount that he paid to the parents of the decedent, and actually paid her about $52,000, even though the obligation to her was only about $32,000. So most of the child's money got paid out to the paternal grandmother just because she came in and asked. And the child's mother got $8,000, as I mentioned, although none of that was pursuant to any court approval. So nothing was left for the child. He admits that that conduct violates 10 or 8 rules, advancing funds that we talked about, commingling because he had his personal funds in his trust account, competence that he just paid out the proceeds without really tracking it, conflict because once he started paying out more than the infant's share to her grandmother, then the conflict developed where somebody should have been told and no communication was made.
And so clearly you're not alleging any personal gain on
that's,
Mr. Irvin's part and no
true.
Restitution necessary from him.
Well, no, I wouldn't go that far. There's certainly no personal gain other than his fee. I mean, he collected a fee for doing work that didn't happen.
Did he make restitution to the child at all?
Not yet.
And how many, has he been asked to make restitution?
It was a topic. It's always a topic in our.
So how long ago was he asked to make restitution?
Well, at least at the time of the hearing, there would have been a discussion with the panel. There's actually a discussion with the hearing would have been in the fall.
Fall, so he has not made restitution to this point to the child.
That's my understanding. During the hearing, the panel actively suggested that respondent talk to the bar plan again, his insurer, and also go back to the trial court, to the court that appointed the co-conservators. Since then, the court removed those two co-conservators, appointed the public administrator. The public administrator has filed suit against the respondent to recover. I'm not sure what all they're going asking for, but the idea is that would address the.
How much was the child supposed to have in trust?
About $32,000. And got none, although the mother arguably got at least $8,000 of it, but that was without court order. So ignoring the court's order to set up the restricted account was the other violation, and then conduct prejudicial to administration and justice for the.
So that whatever time. Happens, whether his license is surrendered or the 2 years, he's got to make restitution either through the bar plan or something else before he can get back in the bar. Is that
correct? Well, certainly at the time of reinstatement, we always raise the issue of restitution. And we would expect to hear as well. So we think that is the 2-year recommendation of the panel, which was our recommendation at the outset.
And even though he had to screw up defense twice, he said, "I screwed up." I guess that's a defense in the rules somewhere. He still has to make restitution, whether or not we say he was selfish or not selfish. He's got to make the victims whole. Is that correct?
That certainly would be our position. Yes. I mean, we think the harm here is serious. The intent level is knowing. I wouldn't say it's just reckless because he knew at least these things. He knew that the court had ordered that the child's share be placed into a restricted account, and he knew that that didn't happen. He wrote a check every time the co-plaintiff, came in and asked for her share without keeping track of how much was being paid out.
Did he have a drug issue or did he have a substance issue or some other issue that would mitigate his actions?
None of that's been presented before today, anyway. And as I mentioned, he got paid, even though did not protect the child's money. If you look at the ABA sanction standards, I think our brief has it right. Standard 6.22 is probably the on-point standard. Suspension is appropriate for a knowing violation of a court order.
By offering his license, is he indicating remorse or sorry, he didn't mean to do it, it was a mistake and he wished he could do it over again or whatever?
Well, certainly we don't have any, I wouldn't argue that he's not remorseful. I think that that's been clear from since our office started dealing with him. And I suspect that's what the court will hear today, and I don't have any reason to suggest that it's not sincere. I mean, restitution adds pudding to the proof, or adds proof to the pudding, but it is certainly, we haven't seen anything other than an acknowledgement.
Is it monitoring, or is it self-reporting? How do you make sure that he did restitution? I mean, you said the bar pan's involved and all this. Do you check up on this on a periodic basis to make sure?
Sure. Well, depending on how that process is set up, I mean, often we're not involved in the
restitution. If there were probation, you would check up on that, or if there was an attempt to get reinstated, you would check on that.
Yes, in either one of those situations.
Right,
be,
we don't have those.
Right, and often we may not be involved until the reinstatement period.
Right.
I mean, but we still check with the victims or with whomever and try to find out whether it was done. And that's what we'd expect to do here. So, you know, with that standard, multiple violations, vulnerable victim, substantial experience practicing since 1968, three prior misconducts, admonition in 1986 for competence, 2004 reprimand by the court for conflicts, entering into transactions with clients without without advising them that they should get.
When we get these reports, though, it's the records seem truncated, but he's had a long career from 68 to now. So 68 and then 86 and then 2004, there's long periods in between.
Right.
The discipline.
Right. And in 2009, a tax suspension as well, and with a fairly quick reinstatement. I mean, dealing with the Department of Revenue within 6 weeks.
Thank you, counsel.
May it please the court.
You may proceed.
I had admitted in my brief all of the things that the chief discipline officer has put out here. The only thing after the settlement, Sylvia Reynolds and Kelly Milton were the co-guardians of Kayla Milton. And I was advised by Sylvia Reynolds when I gave her checks that this account had been set up. But I asked her for evidence of it, and I didn't receive any evidence of it. And
Who'd you ask for evidence of it?
Yes.
Who'd you ask for that evidence?
The co-guardians.
The grandmother.
The grandmother, yes. And
but, you know, if it was supposed to be set up for the care of the child, and the child was still an infant, and the court had to be approved in the expenditure of the money, why did you think she had to keep coming back for more money?
Well, she just, I understood.
And shouldn't all the money have been put initially in that safe account?
I understood she is putting it in the account.
Why would she do it a few thousand at a time?
I don't know.
Shouldn't you have asked?
I did, but I got an answer. The account had been set up, so.
Why did you keep that money in your trust account when the court said to put it in this restricted account?
I put it in the trust account for initially to clear the check.
Yeah, but then you kept it there for a year.
Well, I shouldn't have done that. I screwed up. I admit it.
Counsel, are you agreeing to surrender your license today?
Which means disbarment, so it's not suspension if you surrender your license. So I want to make sure you understand that.
What? Now, could you repeat that?
We've got several questions going. You indicated in your brief that after a certain date in December, you wanted to surrender your license.
Yes.
Which the effect is a disbarment. Is that still your intention today?
Well, I really don't want to get a disbarment. I'd like to get a suspension.
Okay, so you're withdrawing your earlier prayer that you were going to surrender your license?
Have you made restitution yet?
No, I haven't. I was covered by the bar plan. There's been a suit filed under the bar plan by the public administrator of Cass County, Missouri. I'm represented by David Larson for the bar plan, and that is there in the infancy stages of that lawsuit.
Mm-hmm. Why should they have to wait for your insurance to pay your restitution?
Nobody's ever asked me to pay it.
If that was made a condition for you to receive a suspension as opposed to disbarment, would you pay it?
If I surrender my license, I'm not ever going to practice law again. I'm not going to ask to be reinstated because I'm 72 years old and I'm tired.
you know, that terminology, and it's very confusing. If you surrender, you can't surrender your license unless, if you do that, we disbar you. So you mean if you're suspended, you're not going to ask, I think, because surrender license is disbarment under our rules.
Okay.
We just don't have.
All right.
So that's why I don't. We didn't want to misunderstand you. That's why we were asking the questions.
I'd rather be suspended than disbarred.
Can you make restitution at this time? Do you have the means to make restitution?
It would take a period of time, probably.
What period of time are we talking about?
Probably 90 days.
Have you made a claim on your insurance, or have you asked?
Yes.
What happened with that?
It's presently in a lawsuit with the bar plan defending, yes. In other words, Judge Rumley sent in a complaint to the Chief Discipline Council. He told me at that time to notify my insurance carrier. I did. We had a hearing in Kansas City before a hearing officer up there, and they recommended I do it. And the bar plan has been totally brought up to date and everything on all this information.
But the bar plan is insisting on litigating the matter of whether or not you were
I
at
think
fault.
They're in the process of probably getting the same settled pretty quick here.
And so that's why you're waiting to do anything?
Yes.
And you'll advise the OCDC upon restitution?
Yes.
Whether I'm suspended or not?
Yes. Nothing further.
All right. Thank you, counsel.
I think a 2-year suspension is appropriate. It's, as I mentioned, there's substantial harm.
Could you speak up just a little bit?
I'm sorry. We think a 2-year suspension is an appropriate disposition. There's substantial harm. There's a level of scienter that's at least that is knowing. We think the public protection requires it. Because there's no selfish intent that we see, then we don't think disbarment is necessary.
If we were to put them on probation, what kind of conditions would you insist on in probation?
That's one of the difficulties. That's one of the reasons why we wouldn't recommend probation. It's because I'm not sure what conditions at this point in a career we could expect to improve practice. I mean,
we would have to stay the suspension in order to put them on probation, because if you're suspended,
right.
You're not on probation, you're suspended.
Right.
Okay. Any further questions? Thank you, counsel. The matter will be taken under submission.